from KCO Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Our friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Everybody, welcome to The Balcony Show, your number one source for independent music.
Yeah, number one.
AJ Siegfried is sitting in for Mike Roy.
Great
Hi,
job.
AJ.
Thank
welcome
you.
To
I know,
show.
Right? It's really good. Yeah. She decided to announce you this week.
That's quite all right. Thanks for having me, guys. This is great.
Anyways, we have the New Realm on the show. I think you're going to really dig their music. How would you... Madcat, what do you say? How would you describe their music?
Pooh. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's definitely their thing. I mean, it's definitely rock. It's good. You know, I don't know.
It just, I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean,
we like it. Well, we like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes back, and I know I've used this verbiage so many times before with stuff that I've listened to. But for me, it's not about categories. For me, it's about, you know, how it makes me feel. So, again, yes. It'll always go to that vibe for me of driving down the road, you know. And
well, I could totally see that.
Exactly. And that's where I'm at. So, it's, you know, to me, it's just, you know.
This is feel-good music, yeah. I would say. It's alt-rock, kind of.
Yeah.
A little pop, a little rock. Yeah. They found, like, a really cool blend.
Yeah.
And I think you're really going to dig it. And we're going to, you know. Listen to them, but first, hi, Matt Cat.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let the abuse begin. The upside down paper on the desk.
Oh, yay, I love these.
There's not a lot on that page, so
yeah,
you're all right.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, I see the numbers. Apparently, they're going to take it easy on me today. But I guess, well, you know, we'll hit it.
Would you rather swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather get on with the show?
Well, here it is, Mike. Here we go.
Finally.
It's a true story. All right, so let's just dive right into it. Would you rather, number one, would you rather hop everywhere or skip everywhere?
Skip.
I gotta say skip.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
I think it would be less damaging to the knees overall.
Thanks, Dan. That was easy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, would be different. Skipping is probably the most fun form of locomotion there is.
I think I have to agree with you.
Is it like lifts your spirit?
Is it really?
Yeah.
You can see an angry person hopping.
Yeah, you can.
But you can never see an angry person skipping.
Never.
Yes, this is true.
Very
yep.
true.
I dare you. I dare you to go out there, skip, and not smile.
Right.
It's impossible. It's right. like sneezing with your eyes open.
It's like drinking from a straw.
Yep.
You cannot That's maintain an angry looking face when you drink from a straw. No matter what, you're going to do that fucking that little lippy face thing.
I'm trying it right now. You can't do it.
Another Mad Catism.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't keep an angry face sipping from a straw.
No, you can't keep an angry face. You can't do it skipping. You can't do it.
See, there you go.
You know, I'd be really concerned for the state of the universe if you could
People should go out
somebody
for a
was
skip.
Actually skipping with an angry face.
Impossible.
Hey, so that's what you can tell somebody. Yeah. Listen, you really need to go for a skip.
It's the angry skipper. Yeah.
Go skip it off.
You need a Snickers off. And a skip.
Snickers. That sounds good
a
to
skipper.
Me.
Go skip it off.
Yeah.
Rage skipping down the street. Not happening.
Hashtag skip off.
Yeah, that turned into a lot.
I like that.
Wow. Never right, knew it would go there.
Yeah. Let's keep it rolling forward. Number two. Would you rather live in a world or live in the world of Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? Well, shit, that's easy for me.
Lord of the Rings.
Wait a second. For me, it's going to be Star Wars, but it needs to be pre-Disney Star Wars, because to hell with Disney and Disney Star Wars. I mean, some stuff is all right. The Mandalorian's okay. Bad Batch is okay. But everything they did with the sequel trilogy, bullshit.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
I'd say Lord of the Rings.
I would,
however,
too.
However,
I don't know much about either of those.
Like, zipping around like the Star Wars stuff.
Like, all of a sudden.
Oh,
little bit, I don't know nothing about no Star Star Wars.
Would you do some research on your own about Star Wars?
I would have to, yeah. Yeah.
See, that was the thing. Like, that was the thing with Star Wars, though. Star Wars was always the adventure story. Yeah. Star Trek was the heady stuff and the progressive-minded stuff, which isn't bad because I'm a Trek fan as well. But Star Wars was always the adventure story, okay, with elements of love and a little bit of bad, evil guys going in there.
I'd hang with Chewie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
They say Chewie is the perfect date.
Yeah, I would definitely hang with
Chewie.
That's
what
he's all fur, no clothes, and basically is an 8.5 foot tall dog.
Well,
exactly.
What happens to the dog spontaneously when they get happy?
Exactly.
Would you want to be walking around with him with the red rocket sticking out from under that fur?
Whatever.
Oh, dangerous.
I still hang out with Chewie.
Maybe somebody would ride that rocket.
Oh, my Lord. Why do we always end up in the gutter? I don't understand
it. Never takes long.
An 8 foot tall red
always
rocket.
In the gutter.
Hello.
Always.
Right. Well, for me, it's Star Wars. Apparently, Bo's going to, well, she's going to be.
I'm going to hang with Chewie.
She's got to go do research.
Yeah. What about you, AJ?
I'm Lord of the Rings all day.
Wow.
All day. I live in the woods with a bunch of weird stuff. It's fine. Yeah. No aliens.
And you're Lord of the Rings, Donna?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm a little mixed between the two, honestly.
Oh, you know what?
You got to pick one. Would you rather?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Star Wars, but I do want to zip around on that stuff.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Star Wars.
You can come hang with me in the Star Wars universe and you can zip around on that stuff all day long.
I like the dragons and the magic in the Lord of the Rings.
I would miss that.
So, you know.
This was a tough one.
Yeah.
And don't you take her away from me now, damn it. All right. So, getting on, you know, we got to keep moving here. Number three. Would you rather eat a bug or eat a chocolate button covered in dirt?
A chocolate what?
A
chocolate button.
Button.
Oh.
Covered in dirt.
I'll eat the button.
I'm eating the button.
I'm eating the button, guys. Yeah, I don't want any.
That guy ain't eating no bugs.
No bugs.
Yeah, I'll eat the button with the dirt.
Chocolate,
you know what
all
I mean?
Day.
It's too, because it's too open.
Yeah, what kind of bug?
Okay, exactly. You know what I mean?
Because it could be a cricket.
Like, it could be an ant.
No.
You know, which fine.
Which chocolate
I've eaten
covered.
Enough of them.
Yeah.
Or it could be one of those giant freaking Colombian bird-eating spiders. Still a bug.
There you go.
The thing's like freaking a foot long.
Right.
Horrifying looking.
No,
I'll
do
the button.
I would take the button. Too.
I'm eating dirt. Yep.
Yeah. I'm eating dirt.
Yep. No.
So I mean, I'm a farm kid.
Although we might break our teeth on the button.
Hopefully, crack it's small. You could just swallow
just
it.
Just like swallow it like a pill.
I was just gonna say you don't have to use your teeth, hon.
Right.
You can just take it in and you're good.
I'm not even clear if that's an actual like a chunk of chocolate that has dirt on it from the floor or an actual button that's been dipped in chocolate dropped on the floor. I would still rather eat that.
Yes,
right.
I agree.
Right,
but then again, you don't know the size of the button.
I don't care.
I'd still rather not be able to swallow it.
Well, if you can't, you're going to have to
I would
break
still
it
rather deal with that dilemma than any dilemma of not being certain about which kind of bug I'm going to be required to eat.
Yeah.
Flip
but
that
a bug
right
is also
mouth.
Organic where a button is not.
Don't
and
care.
Maybe you couldn't pass a button. Maybe you could pass
don't
a whatever.
Care.
I don't care. I'll get surgery. I don't care. I'm not eating a bug.
I'll get surgery.
I'm not eating a bug.
Imagine eating like a yellowjack.
Why are you here today,
like
son?
A bee or...
Well, I need surgery. I need to get a button removed from my stomach or my colon where it would probably get lodged.
And I'm sure that
well, okay. Well, what was your other option? Eat a bug? Well, why didn't you just eat the bug? I'm like, no.
No.
No, because you don't understand. The mad cat doesn't do
how
bugs.
Would you survive in the wilderness?
Anything.
Well, now, hold
bugs.
Up now. Hold up
if
now.
If you had to choose to eat a bug.
Now, that
you know?
that wasn't on the,
no,
on the
that's,
table.
I'm just asking. Like, you know.
But the beautiful thing is that whatever you catch, okay, at that point when it comes down to survival.
Right.
The mad cat got to eat.
This is true.
Now, if there's nothing else and there are only bugs. You make sure you have one of those little freaking bowls in the grinder and you grind it up.
Oh, we would die.
So that way you can't see it.
You know what? Like I can actually
but
just
I would,
like
there's
hear the
no way I would ingest
my,
a thing
no,
like that
no, 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 no,
in its
no, no.
living state. No,
there's right. these like little wormy things that they grind and that's protein that they put in dog food.
Yeah.
Really?
Like today.
Mealyworms.
Yeah.
Mealyworms, yeah.
Yeah, very high in protein.
On that note. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get things started tonight with a song from the American Hotel System, Can you hear it? This band just won a WCE Critics' Choice Artist of the Year Award. So congratulations to the American Hotel System. Keep up the great work. And take a listen to Can You Hear It? And we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show. Right now, we have the first song from tonight's interview with the New Realm. The song is called Live Your Life For You by the New Realm. So give it a listen. And when you come back, we are going to have Ryan and Lee on the phone all the way from the UK. Here we go.
It's hard to tell when it's over. You can try to outrun the silence, but you'll know when no one's on your side. She spent her life living for others, didn't even make time for lovers. But people move on when a well runs dry. So she's gone, 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 'cause it was wrong, wrong. So she's driving. Made to grow. It's hard to change your direction when no one offers a favor.
she needed. The more she gave, the less she received. And sometimes you've got to crash to get back on track. So she's gone.
Everybody, welcome back to the Balcony Show, and we're very excited because we have Ryan and Lee from the New Realm on the show. Welcome, guys.
Hi. 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 Great to be back on.
So you have your new album, Not the End of the World?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Everybody, you're going to want to go and listen. We're going to give you a couple songs from their from this great album, but I want to encourage everybody to go and download, check out all the tunes. It's how many? Is it 11 or 10 songs, guys?
I think it's 13.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's quite a lot on there, and it's really varied in style.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And our listeners just heard Live Your Life For You. So tell me a little bit about Live Your Life For You.
So live for Life For You. I sort of wrote that one while I was walking the dog around the park. I'd sort of woken up one morning with just this melody in my head, and I thought, well, if I don't write some lyrics pretty quickly, then it might sort of get out of my head. So I came back home, and Ryan was sort of already sitting at the piano, as it happens, and we just sort of thrashed it out there and then, and we started recording it pretty much straight away.
It's one of the ones that actually was the quickest from writing it to recording it. Usually we write songs and then they sit around for a couple of years and we play them live. You know, eventually by the time we were already sick of them, then we record them. But this one was sort of, written and recorded almost straight away, which was kind of unusual for us.
Nice.
And I got to say that I think a lot of the songs in this album are pretty positive. You know what I mean? Was that intentional? Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily intentional, but I've certainly been accused in the past of being a bit too sort of pessimistic. So it certainly crossed my mind that I might try and attempt a more upbeat sort of philosophy when trying to put things down. I think people have had possibly enough misery in the last few years, so a bit more positivity wouldn't go amiss.
And for our listeners who do not know, how did you come up with the name The New Realm?
We used to be called the Knights of the Realm about sort of 10 years ago. And then we decided to sort of take the music in a new direction, and we decided that therefore it should be called The New Realm. So there wasn't really a great deal of thought behind it, to be honest. But it seems to stick in people's minds, which is quite an important thing when you're trying to make a first impression.
Yeah, and I got to say, the artwork, whoever did the artwork for this album, spot on. It's really cool. I don't know who you had do it, but that was really cool.
Yeah, I did that. It took a while. And it didn't take that long to actually do it. It took a long time to think what we wanted it to be. We went through so many different ideas until that's what we came up with. And had really nice reactions. And yes, thank you.
As brothers, how does that work when you're being brothers? Does that help when you're creating music together, or do you find that sometimes that it poses some problems?
It's certainly not without its drawbacks, but ultimately it means sort of you can give your opinion unfiltered. So There's no cause to be overly polite to each other, because
that's an understatement.
you can shout and scream at each other and say, oh, we're not going to do this song, and then come back to it 5 minutes later because, you know.
It must be great.
What else are you going to do?
You're living in a building with you guys and they're screaming, and somebody who doesn't know, you know, they're like, oh, they're just creating music again.
Yeah, I think the neighbors are quite used to it by now.
So On the Run, this is one of my absolute favorite, and this is why I'm playing it. I'm not going to lie, I indulge myself with this. Yeah, On the Run is I just love everything about this song. I got to tell you that I love the melodies and the way that this song takes. So tell us about On the Run and what it's about and how it came to be.
Yeah, I think it was, it's quite a slow build. We kind of like the idea of a song that started off really small, just a guitar and a vocal and somebody sort of singing about obviously some relationship that's gone wrong, I guess, at that point. And then it sort of builds up, and sort of we tried to sort of hold it all back for that last chorus where all the other instrumentation kicks in and it sort of really takes it to another level. So it takes a bit of patience because it's a slow build, but I think it's fun. Yeah, I really like that one, actually. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely one of my favorites. So we're going to take a break right now, and I want our listeners to hear. So this is Anne's favorite from the album. Not that I matter, but anyways, On the Run by The New Realm. Take a listen. You're going to want this song. We'll be right back with Lee and Ryan.
We made it through the dark somehow, and all that's left is here and now. I'll meet you when the sun goes down. We'll start to run, won't turn around. I'm never fearing what's to come, 'cause all the worst has been and gone. Day by day we're moving on, and say goodbye to where we're from. And we are on the run. That loveless house that kept you out, the shadow of your old hometown. Forget the ones who held you down, 'cause what they've done, it comes around. My world was dark, you came to me and brought me light so I could see a time when changed, it's left you feeling strange. No matter what goes wrong, together we'll move on. Together we will run.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. We have Ryan and Lee from the New Realm on the line, all the way from over in the UK. My normal questions are very static and very to the point. Let our listeners know what you guys have planned as far as playing out, doing any tour dates, and let them know, you know, the platforms and stuff that they can purchase your music on.
Sure. So the music is available sort of in all the usual places. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, insert your favorite streaming service here. in terms of where we're playing, there's not an awful lot lined up and announced yet, but there's a fair few bits in the works, and we're going to be touring around the UK in the summer, and then looking to get over to America sort of shortly after that, but it will all be announced on our social medias. It will be on Instagram with the New Realm on Instagram, so keep an eye out, and that's where all the information will be.
Nice, thank you.
We absolutely will, and we want to come see you.
We'll let you know first.
So you'll have to. I'm going to be bothering you, Ryan, on.
Yeah. No. As soon as we've got any information, you'll be the first to know.
Okay. Definitely. Then I will let everybody else know too that they can come see you. So we're going to end. I want to encourage everybody. Listen, this is just a short synopsis of what this album is. There's so much more music, and it's really good. So I kind of feel like we're doing it kind of like a disservice by not being able to play the whole thing, you know what I mean? Because it is so great. But I hope that people will really want to go listen to the rest of it, because we're going to be listening to Blueberry Wine. And I'm a wino. Most of my friends are a wino. So Is blueberry wine exactly, why blueberry wine? Why not apple wine? Why not, you know what I mean? Like, how well, the thing that?
Is she, definitely, she definitely took the long road in saying, could you please tell us about the name of the song?
So we've really tried, but we can't find any actual blueberry wine to buy or drink.
Oh, there's plenty over here.
Yeah, we got some really? Blueberry wine.
Oh, well, we'll have to get some when we come over.
Well, I think you should come to the show and drink some blueberry wine with us.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
We're only an hour and a half from New York City, so there you go. See?
Well, next time we're over, we'll have to take you up on that invitation.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So you couldn't find blueberry wine, and you decided to write a song about a wine you couldn't find?
Yeah, I guess it's a sort of a mythical thing that you can't really get.
It was a mythical thing until Pennsylvania stepped up. That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? There might be like a deal there. Maybe we can find out what the winery is, and I'll send it to you, and you can hit them up and say, "Hey, listen, we got a great song for you guys."
Yeah, we're open to any sponsorships
there
from any
wine
manufacturers out there,
or any other type of alcohol. Why not?
We're always thinking of you, Ryan and Lee. Always thinking of you. See,
I appreciate that.
So, with that, I want to thank you for spending a short time with us here on the show. This is just the whole album again is really fantastic. And if you're, I can see where you draw from Queen, the Beatles, and you know what I mean. All of the influences that you have had have created this, and it's really your own sound. Like, one thing that I got to say with this music is, you'll know it's the New Realm. You know what I mean? And that's special because there's a lot of artists that sound like somebody, you know, but you have your own sound, and I wish you nothing but the best. We'll continue to play your music as always. And any final shout outs to anybody?
That's what you just said. That's very kind. Very, very nice words about the album. And really pleased that you like it. And it's nice to hear.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully we'll be seeing you on we'll catch you on the rebound, guys, for sure.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
Cheers.
Thanks again. Everybody, check out the song Blueberry Wine from the New Realm, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Funny when the wind starts to blow, getting high. about the rain or the snow. Think it funny when the wind starts to blow. Getting high on the wine, feeling just fine, yeah. Taking our time, drinking blueberry wine,
today's Mad Cats Mad Tracks, we have the song Turn to Dust by Red Rumble. See if you guys recognize that voice. Turn to Dust, Red Rumble. Give it a listen. Here we go.
We're in the final analysis. We all inhabit this small planet, and we are all mortal.
Lately I've been watching the world gone mad. Brothers and sisters fool to take a stand, to hate their fellow man, another man. Divide and conquer is the acronym plan. Distract the people, control the story.
got some Spotify news. Not necessarily really affecting artists because you're still not going to get paid. I'm sorry.
Damn Spotify.
However, the common folk who have subscriptions to Spotify, and hopefully you support your favorite artists, especially the indie artists, and try to get them a lot of plays so they can get paid something. But Spotify is raising their prices on their subscription plans in 5 markets. And one of those markets is going to be the U.S., but that's going to be a little bit later this year. And it's going to be raised by $1, you know, per month. But again, so we're paying more, but the artists are still not getting paid their worth. Don't know. Actually, I from what I've read and researched, like Apple and some other subscription-based plan music streaming platforms have raised their prices, I think last year at some point. So I guess Spotify is jumping on the bandwagon, and they didn't at the time because they were afraid that they were going to lose subscribers. And since then, Spotify's subscribers have increased like a ridiculous percentage. So they're like, well, you know what? If they raise, we're going to now raise because we didn't lose anybody last year. And our increase of listenership and subscription plans is just going through the roof.
I'm just saying, like, I wish somebody would do something about
like
that.
Like millions of people paying monthly. And they are going to break out their tiers. So they're going to still have like a basic for however much it is. And that's the only difference is, and I don't know how many of you guys do Spotify, but if you're a premium, you get audiobooks. And that basic tier is now not going to be including. So it'll be still a little bit cheaper, but your premium is going to include the audiobooks. Well, so it's actually, like you're trying to...
They raised prices like a year ago, I think.
Oh, they're doing it again.
They're doing it again. Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. And like family, like a family share plan is going to be $17, which
I'm like, come on, somebody do something about this.
I know.
It was $15.
There's no way that they should be making... Yeah. The amount of money that they're making and it not going to the artists. I'm sorry.
Yep. Well, you know, I'm going to raise my prices. How about that?
Right. Yeah.
That's my answer.
For real,
but you know
AJ?
What? I got to say, and I won't mention the artist, but I came across an artist he's crazy viral right now. I think he did get a record deal. He's like all over TikTok.
Did he?
Great voice. No. Right. Young kid. Every single show has sold out in this country. But anyway, I was looking at his merch because he put some kind of a story on his merch, a hoodie, and it had the sticker price on it, $100 for a hoodie. So here you are, like you want your fans to support you, but you tell me who can afford to spend $100 on a hoodie at a concert that you want to support that, you know, up and coming rising star kind of artist.
The same person that's buying a $400 ticket to a seat in a nosebleed section. That's it.
And the artists are going this route because they are not making money on their music. They're not.
The only people that are...
And he's getting streams left and right, but still probably not enough to like carry him to what, like we think, oh my God, he's got a million streams. Yeah. That's still not a lot of money. It's a shame.
There you go. Indie Radar, another great tip. In the know with Indie Radar.
In the know.
In the know with Bo.
That's great.
I like that little tagline. All right, I'm going to use that.
In the know with Bo.
In the know with Bo.
I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced at Keiko Studios in Penargill, Pennsylvania.com. Check them out for all your musical production needs at KeikoStudios.com, that is.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
AJ here again, in for Mike. And I tell you what, I'm really getting good at doing Mike's job. So everybody, thanks
for
having
me.
There you
go. There you go.
We're going to keep
this. I thought you were going to say you're getting really good at doing Mike's box, but I'm just going to leave that one laying there.
That would have worked too, but not today, buddy. So I'm going to continue on with our theme of how bands got their names, all right? And I think this one's really cool, so check this one out. So Meat Loaf. You guys ever wonder why they call him Meat Loaf?
Because his meat loafs?
Because his meat loafs. Yes, that's exactly why. But after receiving an inheritance following his mother's death, Marvin Lee A. Day, isolated himself in an apartment in Dallas for more than 3 years before finally moving to LA, right? Where he formed his first band, Meatloaf Soul. Meatloaf was the cruel nickname given to the heavyset rocker by his high school football coach.
Yep.
You know that?
I knew that one, yeah.
That's bad, man. Okay. Well, yeah, take it and own it, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Took it all the way to the bank.
Yeah. And the grave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, but he had a hell of a career, man.
God, what a voice.
Speaking of hell of a career, guess who's next?
Who?
Metallica.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so where'd this come from, right? So Lars Ulrich's friend Ron Quintana was brainstorming titles for a new metal music fanzine back in the day. And he had proposed Metal Mania and Metallica to Lars, right? But when Metallica was abandoned as a possible title, Lars snapped it up for the band that he had just formed, and the rest is history. So a 1982 compilation album featured Metallica's first recorded track, and they named it Metallica with two T's, and that was soon dropped, and streamlined Metallica is how we have it today.
Wow.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Interesting.
Got to rip it off from somewhere.
Yeah. See, we're just in the know here on the Balcony Show. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, guys, all right. Thanks for sticking out. Next week, we'll have some more of these cool little how these band got their names.
Cool.
There you go.
Right.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna freaking Gallucci.
Oh, boy. You don't know. You don't want to know what we were just talking about.
Tell us all about it, Donna freaking Gallucci.
Galooch.
Galooch.
Dirty pennies.
Oh, boy. Use your imagination, Starfish. Everyone.
Balloon
oh, my
knots.
God. Get me out of here. From that to Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Aww.
Okay.
Aww, that's a shame.
It's a natural segue.
Yeah, segue right into Paul McCartney here. I don't know how many people know about this, but I thought it was very interesting and some people might want to check this out. A couple years ago, Paul McCartney rediscovered nearly 1,000 photographs that he had taken when the Beatles were just starting to, you know, it was the end of 63 to the beginning of 64 when they were traveling all over the place from London to Paris and came to the United States for the first time. So he discovered all these photographs that he took within this time frame, and they're now on an exhibition in different museums around the country. They're going to be.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, they started out in 2023. They were on public display in London and also were published in a new book called Eyes of the Storm, 63 to 64.
Any place in New York? We should all do a road trip.
Yeah, actually, excuse me, I still don't have a voice here, guys. It started out in the Chrysler Museum of Art in Virginia, and now it's heading in May to the Brooklyn Museum. So that might be something I would like to check out.
I would, as a photographer.
Yeah, absolutely, because, really cool. You know, he captured all, it's just amazing. You know, you always see pictures of the Beatles taken by the media or by, you know, professional photographers. Now you're going to see like all this, this really interesting stuff seen through the lens of Paul McCartney on his 35 millimeter Pentax camera, you know, just, you know, the touring, the behind the scenes stuff, rehearsals and traveling and their fans. I mean, he took pictures of everything.
Yeah. Behind the scenes stuff is the stuff that really gets me. I follow a lot of old concert photographers and stuff like that from back in the day, and old photographers that used to work with Rolling Stone and stuff like that. And it's great to see that every now and then, like, you can go on YouTube and you can like find their names and track them down, but they have some of their catalogs up of the stuff that never got printed in the mainstream rags, you know? And it's interesting to see it, you know, and especially in such a candid environment.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Really
cool. And the stories, could you imagine the stories they have from being there and being around? Because I know I ran into a gentleman that was a caterer and a chef, and that's what he did. He went on tour with a lot of the major bands like Ozzy Osbourne and, you know, and man, he was talking, and I was like, "You got to write a book!
Come on,
this is nuts
for sure." But one of these photographs, you know, all the memories behind, all the stories behind it. I mean, it's just amazing. Just so everyone knows, you can go to paulmccartney.com to get a lot of information on this journey that Paul took with these photographs, see where the exhibition is going to be, and also order the book if you'd like. So really check that out. It's really something very special. Heading into our great new song today now by Sam Lewis, Spotlight on Superposition. What a great song. This new release is out on all streaming platforms now. And it's one, this was really interesting. It's one of seven songs recorded with his full band in the studio. So no overdubs or anything like that took place. Just the musicians performing like they were live on stage. So he felt that was his way of, you know, bringing the energy of his live show to his fans, which is really cool.
And actually, Donna, he just sent me an email with the rest of the music. So
we'll have to explore that too.
And we'll be playing it, I'm sure, in the future.
Yeah. And one thing I didn't know until I researched it a little is this particular song is a cover that they did. This isn't their original song. It's a cover of Superposition, originally released in 2018 by alternative rock band Young the Giant.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. And they do just a great, great rendition of this song.
He's in another one that's just an incredible talent.
Yeah. And actually something really cool. They've been asked to play NXNE, which is North by Northeast, which is an annual music and arts festival. Really big one held every June in Toronto, Canada, which is where they're based.
So if you're up there, check it out.
Check it out. Venues and dates to be announced. And in the meantime, check out their great new song, Superposition. Sam Lewis.
Want you to want me? Why don't
back to the Balcony Show. We've come to the end of another great show right here, serving up independent music for you, looking for the best always. Thank you, AJ, for stepping in for Mike.
Anytime, guys.
I think you're stepping in a lot here.
It seems that way, and I tell you, I don't have a problem with it. So
no, we love you, AJ. We decided you can stay.
Alternate AJ is
alternate
glad
AJ.
To be here.
He's the alderman.
Thank you.
The alderman DJ.
Alternate AJ. That's
alternate AJ. So we're going to end things tonight with a band, Best Not Broken, and the name of the song is Human Condition. So take a listen. Good night, everybody. We will catch you next week.
Peace.
Human emotion. Walk the streets of Montreal, dodging cars on St. Laurent, climb Royale to see the view. Then we barely ever left the room, but it's fine. This one's a high. And I can't stop now, cause I'm too far in. Can't stop now, cause I'm too far in. Can't stop. We all got something that's broken. Don't take this the wrong way, but you're all messed up. And it kind of reminds me of me. I roll as cool as cats till I fall in love in seconds flat. Then hell breaks loose in a peaceful world. Gonna blame it on the Boston girls. But who knows? This one's a low. But I up. Yeah, we're all messed up.